Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Normally, I'd say an hour to go, but Adam is here. He is in with Jason, and I'm going to hang with him for an hour, too. So we got two more hours to go. Lindsey Brown is here. Texts are coming in. We appreciate those. Lots of topics to get to with Adam, whether it's this hour or next hour. 651-461-9226.
You going serious topics with me? I was going to go nonsense, if you don't mind.
In your hour?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go one or two serious topics, and then we'll just mainly...
I mean, it's the day after Thanksgiving.
We got Am I Wrong?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Excellent.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was great.
Great. Okay, why?
Just good family collection, Morgan.
Can I even stop you there? What makes a great Thanksgiving? 651-461-9226. What has to happen for it to be classified as a great Thanksgiving? I've used strippers.
You know, gunfire.
Strippers and gunfire, both. Not just one.
Lots of alcohol and guns has always done it for me.
Yes.
No, I think it's just a perfect mix of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you always have kind of a little angst maybe over Thanksgiving. Or maybe you don't, but sometimes, you know, there might be somebody in your family.
Sure, right.
Where you're just like, oh, man, is this going to go okay? Is this... And maybe if nothing happens, you are very relieved at that. And you're like, God, that was a great. No, I don't. It was just a perfect mix of people involved, mostly Jen's family, but my mom was there and my daughters and Shane, my daughter's boyfriend, who just completed boot camp.
Oh,
at Camp Pendleton in
thank you.
San Diego Marine Corps.
That's, oh, dang.
Yeah. He's got like two.
He's getting a little overweight.
Oh, yeah. He put on like 15 pounds and, you know, like, geez, you fat now? Like,
yeah.
No, so he's got about 3 weeks off before he has to go back. And Morgan...
They met at high school, or...?
They didn't go to the same high school, but they met in high school.
Okay, got it.
And Morgan flew out to San Diego this week before Thanksgiving to watch him graduate, and then they all flew back on Wednesday.
That's great.
So he was there. I hadn't seen him in a long time.
How was your mom?
Mom was great. She hit it off with my sister-in-law's... daughter, so my niece,
yeah,
who is Esme, who is I think maybe
named
two?
After Esme Murphy.
After Esme Murphy,
yep.
Ashley's a big fan of Esme Murphy,
yeah,
and just a cute little kid. And my mom, and
if she wasn't, would you have said that?
What? Boy, mean, that's one ugly baby.
Ooh, that's one ugly child. She's, I hope she's smart,
but it was just great. And Rick and Judy, my in-laws. Great, and we had fun. We had a lot of fun with ChatGPT.
So we're talking 14, 15 here? I mean, pretty good size group.
Yeah, it's probably 14 or 15.
Okay, so what were we doing with ChatGPT?
Just taking pictures and saying, make this into something. And if, you know,
because you're enjoying that right now.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
Yes, I know I'm using energy that we don't have. That's my kids tell me that every time I open up ChatGPT. They're saying you're ruining the environment by doing that.
Oh, my God.
That's real. You're dumping like two bottles of water out every time. You're like, what does this selfie look like? Make me look like I'm in Paris, just like Rochelle said. Like, and there it goes. The water wars, they're coming at him.
Okay, so Adam, in other words, yesterday poured out.
Who invited Greta Thunberg into the studio
trust
here?
Me,
the,
oh, my God. What a comparison I want.
If you really want to get it going, go back to the Sydney Sweeney American the Eagle ad. We had some duel on that. So you poured out 20 glasses of water yesterday.
Well, I normally do.
Yeah.
I just run my faucets.
You know what? I'm okay with that. If your entertainment for 15 people caused 20 glasses of water, you know what I'll do? I'll send over some Kinetico.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll be okay. Fun is allowed.
Yes.
See, I think, you know, again, I haven't looked yet, but tax, I know it's certainly a different type of day. What makes a great Thanksgiving? 651-461-9226. I think you stumbled on a number of them, right? Great accomplishment for somebody in the group.
Yep.
Seeing kind of new love, maybe.
Yep, absolutely.
A different type of mix, right?
Mm-hmm.
People from cross sections. A little kid. I think Donald Trump, to get back on a good graces, next Thanksgiving, everybody gets a 3-, 6-, and 9-year-old at their house. Okay? Now,
some, though, might say the joy is not having those kids around.
They're wrong.
I don't know. I mean, there is a place for an adults only Thanksgiving.
Even Thanksgiving, come on, I love when there's somebody young there. Now, you know what I don't love? It automatically, if it's the 4-month-old who's literally melting down. Yeah. Now, I don't want to play the role of your normal partner and say she hated children.
Hates kids,
until they're,
get them out of here.
What, till 16?
Right. Lied to him, lied to her son and said he was lactose intolerant.
Honestly.
So he wouldn't get fat. I told that story yesterday, and everybody is my big
so good.
Like, are you serious? I'm like, yep. That's my gal.
Yeah, that's your gal. I mean, she wasn't running from it either.
No.
She's proud of it. Okay, what else makes a great Thanksgiving? Food, okay.
Food, of course, but I think I think something like that is surprisingly good. Maybe something you didn't expect to be good.
Yeah,
and like it's
right.
Or somebody brought a new dish that was like, wow, is that really good? And then it becomes part of the tradition.
We did opioids yesterday, and I really didn't expect that
when
was
you bake
be...
them into the stuffing, and everybody's like feeling good.
Yeah, I mean, the ramaki with a dusting.
Sure.
You know, it was – we had a doctor there.
Yeah.
You know, it was actually a chiropractor, so it really didn't help us that much. But, okay, so we had 17.
That's a big
crew. Had – this is kind of my modern family.
Yeah.
Okay, so Michelle, my significant other – her two kids, right? Then my ex-wife, of course, our three kids, Hunter's wife, Michaela, my sister, mm-hmm. her two kids, Callie's husband, Dan, Cam, and Kinsley, Michael,
yep.
my ex-girlfriend's son, who's like a son to me, his girlfriend, Aurora. Am I missing anybody else, right? And we had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
It and oldest boy
Ghislaine Maxwell was also
Ghislaine was there, and the ghost of Fuzzy Zeller was there, which we're going to get into Fuzzy next segment. Okay, first of all, oldest boy, because we got a lot of people, instead of doing like a 20-pound turkey, he did two like 12-pounders.
Nice.
He did two different types of stuffings. He did the sweet potato gratin. He did the Brussels sprouts. He did so many things. At one point, you know, we're in the new house, the fancy oven. The oven would not shut with the turkeys.
Yeah.
So at one point, we were contemplating we're going to rotate where every 15 minutes, like someone was going to stand and hold the oven.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Get warm doing that, too, probably.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. We'll get to warm in a second. Then we found some blue tape. God knows what the blue tape was for. You saw it.
Looked like painter's tape.
Kind of paint. Right? Yeah. I think it was painter's tape, right? We used that for about 45 minutes. Then the chef extraordinaire is just turning the turkeys, puts it back in, and then the oven door shut. And I'm like, what did you do?
No,
I have no idea. Yeah. I go, if I did this, you would be giving me grief for a month. He's like, yeah, that's because it's you.
Right.
You know, so.
I wonder if there's some latch on it where you, to keep it kind of cracked.
Right. And His food was great. We had all sorts of appetizers. And as I mentioned earlier, and as I told you off air, Michelle made a mac and cheese, because mac and cheese has become a staple in ours. And let's just say how Carla might have made the mac and cheese from La Paz, Bolivia, to Michelle, about as Norwegian Minnesotan as it gets. Mm-hmm. I was guessing the difference between dramatic. We're blessed, lucky, fortunate, never ever take it for granted. We had so much food. All of a sudden, today I go to the fridge and I have an absurd amount of leftovers, and I'm begging people, the family members who didn't take them, that said they were going to take them and come back.
Got to take leftovers.
You don't take leftovers?
I do not. I'm not a huge fan of leftovers in general.
What kind of commie are you? I mean, why don't you pour some water?
Yeah, I was going to say, yells at me for ruining pouring out water.
I'm not consuming anything.
Starving kids everywhere, and she's like, I'll just throw these in the garbage.
You're just throwing the food away?
No, I leave it for people that will eat it. I don't want to throw it away.
Yeah.
Because if I take it, I always encourage them to throw it away. For sure. I'm going to eat this later, and then I just throw it away, so I just leave it.
Oh.
Terrible human, I think.
Are there better leftovers than Thanksgiving leftovers?
No, no. But, like, I'm going to the second Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Tonight?
4:30-ish. So, and I
thought you were going to hang around. We'd party it up.
Oh, I'm staying through 4.
Oh, I know that, but I thought maybe you'd hang around. Just do 3 more hours with me. Go down and get buzzed up.
I will meet you afterwards if you want to get a cocktail.
Probably not. I think my time with you is extended for 2 hours. It's kind of the limit.
Yeah. I have feelings.
Huh?
I have feelings. Okay, let's go to what makes a great Thanksgiving. Also, judging someone at their worst, and I saw this on Twitter today. What can you say, same word, family dinner, and while you're having sex? Phrase, same word.
Oh.
Phrase.
Both at the family dinner and while you're having sex.
Yes, works.
Yeah.
Both ways.
I love this. Is this nighttime radio?
Night talk already? It's not. Well,
because, you know, I've got a couple topics that are going to be. What's happened to CCO?
Yeah, night talk. Well, you're Mr. Fall. It's about to be 4:10 and a little bit. It'll be dark by then.
I love it.
Hope you're happy.
Big snowstorm coming. Let's go.
More night talk with Carter in moments.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I just told Adam, excellent chin control, and You suggested that might work.
That'll work, both at the table and in the bed.
I like them
lumpy. What's happened to CCO?
I like them lumpy. Does that work out?
My God.
Pass those buns over here.
Yeah.
Right?
Let's go.
Let's go. One texter about what makes a great Thanksgiving. Kids are great. In a light cream sauce. Wrong answers only. Your mom critiquing your menu choices or cooking skills. Yeah, if that is definitely the wrong answer. Yeah. If you have somebody who normally cooks the main meal and then he or she is overseeing you and over the top in the criticism, that might be.
Yes.
That might be annoying. Okay, we'll get to text here more in a second. Are you seeing?
I'm reading.
Yeah, that one that I cannot read that one.
The one that has to do with gravy?
Ah, that's correct. Okay. We'll just say
gravy. I mean, that's gravy. Like, there's many that can.
Mm-hmm. Fuzzy Zeller dies at 74 years old. I don't think we heard anything health-wise about Fuzzy. I really hadn't.
Shocked he was only 74.
Yeah, he when he won the Masters, he looked like he was 46 right. already. Yeah. Okay. This is a man who won two majors. Last guy to win the Masters in his debut. Then he won that great duel with Greg Norman. Was a factor. You know, that great duel when Norman had the electric number at the Players, had success on the Champions Tour, and was quick with the quip. And he's named Fuzzy, right? But he then had the moment in 1997 where he walks to the camera, cocktail in the right hand, I can see it right now, where this is like we couldn't believe what was happening.
Yeah.
Here is this 21-year-old who, being the golf complete nerd that I am, who I've heard of for 15 years, and I knew six straight U.S. Junior AMs and U.S. AMs, if you combine them back-to-back, and what he had done the year before, but he just destroys the field, the Masters. Just destroys the field and is just hitting it miles past everybody. And we're thinking right then, is he going to win 15 green jackets? And Fuzzy, afterwards, is asked about Tiger. And this is the quote. I looked it up again. That little boy is driving well and he's putting well. He's doing it everything it takes to win. So you know what you guys do when he gets in here? You pat him on the back, say congratulations, and enjoy it, and tell him not to serve fried chicken next year. Got it? Okay, the two of us will exchange in some TikTok humor, some jokes that, in the main, are not great. Okay? We will watch comedians who will say, if it's read by somebody else word for word, and it's not a comedian, you're like, my God.
Yeah.
And I know Fuzzy was known for his jokes, but in a sport that is at the time, and it's better, but it still has ways to go, littered with racism.
Oh, yeah.
In the South.
At that place, too, yeah.
At that place. And among the words you use is boy and fried chicken. The criticism was overwhelming, and I am not going to shy away. I was all in on it.
Yeah.
Because it was incredibly inappropriate.
Yeah.
Incredibly inappropriate. And I'm sure it never left him.
Yep.
Because if you remember the next year at the 98 Masters, they were trying to have Tiger and Fuzzy appear together and all this stuff. And what I was reminded of when I looked it up, they actually played together in the second round of the 98 Masters, as crazy as that is. So how do we feel about judging someone who left too soon at 74, but a part of their legacy, and this is a public figure who became a much bigger public figure because of his or her, in this case, his worst moment.
Well, that's it. I mean, what does your existence and your presence and your mark, your legacy, how does it overshadow something like that? And in his case, it didn't. I mean, yeah, two-time major winner.
Yeah.
But
that's it.
You know, if Tiger Woods says something very horrible or inappropriate or does, which he has done, that'll be a part of his legacy, but it's not going to be a significant part of his legacy as much as...
I mean, you're right. Even with everything that the screw-ups on Elin, the overwhelming, let's go with the term, bimbo eruption, when the number one bimbo and all that was him.
Yep.
Right? He was the number one, right? And, you know, egregious cheating and just cavalier about it. And then the drug use, and I don't know, did he fall asleep in California? What the hell happened? But still, if Tiger, nothing else crazy happens, hopefully, you know, 50 years from now, guys, Tiger Woods, comma, once considered the greatest golfer ever, comma, has passed away. With Fuzzy, it's Fuzzy. And I think it's this.
Lovable golfer who put his foot in his mouth in front of microphones and dogged said, him forever.
And these are just flat-out racist comments.
Yeah.
Indisputable. Like, so you now are an advisor to someone who is kind of a Tiger, a Fuzzy of now. I don't know if it's in politics, it's an actor, politician, sports, whatever. What is the best way now to handle something like this? I mean, just thinking about this ahead of time, I thought immediately get out there and be your most genuine in your contrition and own it for like multiple weeks.
Yep.
Right? Don't just do it once and say, that was it.
Yeah.
I'm done. Leave me alone. But be willing to put it out there and accept that some aren't going to accept it, and you probably have to go even further than maybe you think you have to go, because it can't be this, because we've talked about this many times before, if I offended
someone. That's right, it can't be the, I'm sorry if my words offended people. No, it's like I was a jackass, and I said some racist, awful things, and I know my words hurt many, many people, and I'm totally owning it. That's like, that's my gut reaction to how, but nowadays... You could also do the opposite, double down, and like you'd have some, you know, you'd become the hero of some podcast bro network, you know?
That's it. We have a president.
He can't, what, you can't have, you don't have free speech anymore?
Yeah.
Come on, Fuzzy, you're our guy.
Because a year later, or a couple years later, he was at some other event and said, boy, and, oh, I know, I can't say that.
Yeah, see?
Get out of here. And you're so right, because I got in this a lot with Shaletta, because we share something. But by the way, you don't have to have an autistic family member to see the president use as vulgar, as disgusting a slur as there is on the planet. And to see the people who've rallied to his defense. And again, I do not want this misconstrued, because here are two people who are not shy in a criticism of Donald Trump. I am not saying that it's okay to criticize Trump, but Trump cannot criticize others. But neither one of us ever goes to the Hitler card. I certainly never go to that R card ever. Criticism loud, but you don't have to lie in the worst of the worst and use the word, because it comes out so comfortably, so naturally. The president of the United States, where character should be a huge part of it, had no problem using it, and in no way hesitated to use
it. No, and it wasn't because, like, it was absolutely by design, and it wasn't one of these things. Well, he's older, and, you know, people used to use that frequently. BS, because that word specifically has now become this rallying point for a lot of people to say, oh, no. This is a, you can say that word, and because they know, because it ticks so many people off. That's the other thing that just drives me crazy. Is just because we do this and it just
because it bugs you.
Bugs you.
I saw an example of this in a clip of Tucker Carlson with Piers Morgan.
Yep.
The gay slur that starts with the letter F.
Yep.
Tucker Carlson is a very, very intelligent man.
Mm-hmm.
He's had a lot of success. And he said it, like, honestly, like 15 times in a row. Piers Morgan's like, why are you going there? Because I can't.
Yeah.
It's just a word. Don't tell me what word I can use.
Yeah.
Give me a break. The English language, whatever language it might be, you use those words for a reason, a message. You choose, you bypass, and this idea that I'm going to decide a word works and I'm going to own it back, no matter how derogatory it is so beneath your intellect and decency, and it's sad. All right. Are you ready with Am I Wrong?
I've been ready for weeks.
How many glasses of water have we poured out so far in these two segments?
At least four.
And again, let's review. She doesn't like leftovers. Like, do you pick up food?
Can
like,
we trust anything she says?
Yeah. How about takeout? Do you get takeout?
I do get takeout. But then it dies after a certain amount of time, and then it gets thrown away. Whatever.
Like, how long? Okay. If you make, are you going to make a meal tonight?
Am I? No.
Okay. Approximately the next time you're going to make a meal is when?
Maybe Sunday.
Maybe Sunday.
Yeah.
You're not going to eat until
then? It's a struggle at times.
Okay. So will you have the leftovers the next day at your house? Or?
Well, I usually just make like a baked potato, some peanut butter and jelly toast in a salad. So it's kind of just like a one
Let's just take a break on that. Okay.
Hey, a baked potato is a great meal.
Baked potato. What was that? Peanut butter and jelly? What?
Toast. For the crunch. And then a salad that's just leafy romaine with Western dressing.
That's it?
All so croutons, okay?
All of them independently excellent. Together, sociopath. So a sociopath will be bringing you Am I Wrong next.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The following statements have not been evaluated by, nor do they necessarily reflect the opinions of the Am I Wrong Committee.
Even the Am I Wrong Committee needs some time off once in a while. So you won't be hearing this today.
Dave makes it phenomenal.
Oh, you're so kind. And correct.
God, Dave, you're right. You're so right, Dave. You're amazing.
Yes, we will miss that today. But please welcome in place of the committee, Lindsey Brown with Am I Wrong?
I mean, he's not here and he talks more about himself than anyone. His family is right now wishes he was at work. That's just my early prediction. All right, Lindsey, what do you have? Adam, get ready for this. This is a different Am I Wrong experience than Harrigan. Harrigan normally goes on for about 7 minutes leading up.
Oh.
Lindsey goes on for about 7 seconds.
Oh.
Yeah, but we get better every time.
I didn't say those are bad.
I know. Well, yeah. It's a different experience. Yeah. It doesn't make it any worse, any better.
Something also you can say during a meal and sex. That was a different experience.
Sure.
That's very true. That's very true. Am I wrong? Am I wrong? Am I wrong? Am I wrong for thinking that we could save America's economy by a full rollout of Quick Trips? We worship convenience and efficiency, and I visited approximately 12 different Quick Trip locations this week, and I can testify that every damn muffin is the same.
Every muffin?
Every muffin. You want a chocolate, double chocolate chip muffin? It's going to be the same in Plymouth as it is in Menominee.
Okay, are you saying all the muffins at Quick Trip are the same?
They're the same.
Or every muffin everywhere is the same?
No, the Quick Trip muffins are the same.
There's consistency.
There's consistency, and that is important for me.
I do agree that in this, where we are, where we live, Quick Trip is at the top of the convenience store.
It's not even close.
It isn't close. In fact, Casey's, I used to put it, two Casey's has fallen.
You think Casey's has fallen? I saw the Casey's pretty good.
Maybe it's the one that I go to, which is in disrepute often.
What's happened?
I don't know. It's just nobody's paying attention to that Casey's.
Yeah. Maybe side gig for you.
Yeah. But I'm told, the last time we discussed this, that there is a place called Buc-ee's.
Yes. I have been inundated.
Yes.
Ever since this came up.
Right. Buc-ee's, that there's a that we could have faced a Buc-ee's infiltration.
Yeah,
and well,
friends,
but we should have two decent options though. More than one or two.
Are you done with Holiday? I've got a Holiday near me. Let's remember, your friend, your dinner companion, the last 7-8 years of his life was always trying to convince me we don't need to go out to dinner. I could pick up some sandwiches at Holiday. And they're just...
Well, hot dogs are
killer. He would tell me...
Hot dogs are killer.
Yes.
He would tell me... The Diet Coke is inconsistent, though. So it's an automatic keep on driving.
As good as any meal in town. Buc-ee's. Have you experienced
Buc-ee's? I have not experienced Buc-ee's. That's not J-Lo around Buc-ee's? Here.
J-Lo, no Buc-ee's?
No.
I think it's more southern.
Florida thing, right?
I think it's more than just Florida.
Texas and Tennessee, really.
Yeah. But we're supposed to get a few, right?
I think so.
Start with the Western Metro, shall we? I'm sick of only having one location to really go to and get out of my way.
I mean, how far out of your way do you go to a Quick
About
Trip?
15 minutes at this point. Well, I'm going to your neck of the woods in Plymouth. That's where it's at. Everything else is in like the Northern Metro or the Eastern because it's obviously a Wisconsin company. But
J-Lo,
I would like Western.
Thoughts of driving 20 minutes out of your way for a different convenience store?
Not a fan.
What?
Not a fan.
Carter?
20 minutes?
20 minutes.
No.
The muffins, though. And they have foam cups. Not a lot of styrofoam cups around here anymore. It's the one thing that I will burn.
I will make this stipulation. If there is something specific to that store that you crave.
How about a foam cup? Is that enough for 20 minutes?
Well, not a foam cup, no.
Yeah, no. That sounds like that.
They got some great muffs. Another thing that can be set on the table. Am I wrong for thinking that garlic knots are less of a commitment than breadsticks?
No, you're not 100% right.
Sometimes the size does matter.
Yeah.
Again,
at the table and the bed.
Yeah, dinner and sex.
Yes, because like you finish a whole breadstick, you're thinking, man. And I'm one of these guys, if I get a salad with a breadstick, I only eat half because I'm only going to eat half.
Breadsticks with a salad. God. That's not. Do you ever order like a side of breadsticks with your pizza order? I'm a Papa John's gal. They got unbelievable bread.
Wait, yeah, they're good.
Stop.
Come on.
All the pizza we have in this town, and you just declared yourself a Papa John's gal?
Consistency
really?
Is yeah. key. Yeah. Great crust.
Mediocre at best.
Papa John's has got
but
my number.
You nail it. The garlic knot is not. Even though you'll probably eat seven
of
them,
what I was
it's
say.
Equivalent to two breadsticks.
First of all, you've been exaggerating size for a long time. Okay. Also, what you can say, dinner and sex. No, a good breadstick is immensely better than the garlic knot.
Oh,
but sometimes it's too much
immensely.
Bread. As I can't believe I'm saying that, but you don't want to have like five leftover breadsticks. If you have one leftover garlic knot, you feel good about your consumption.
Yes. That's because they're smaller.
Hello? I know.
I mean, J-Lo, this is what I'm dealing with. I mean, if I eat the whole turkey. Or I just eat a bit of what's left of the leftover.
See, this is the problem. It's lost on me because I haven't had a breadstick or a garlic knot or whatever you want to call it, truthfully, in about 22 years.
Okay, Tom Brady, what's wrong with you?
Because of my gluten allergy.
Oh, the worst of existence.
See, this is lost on me. Now, back in the day, back in college, before all this nonsense that I put myself through, I did used to crush some Papa John's back at Ames, Iowa with the garlic butter.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was great.
By the way, that's when you should be having Papa John's,
yes,
when you're drunk,
yes,
high,
yes,
broke, and in college.
Yeah.
Not when you
yeah,
are a semi-functioning psychopathic adult. Semi-functioning.
Adult. Adult-ish.
You're basically saying we should have graduated to flatbreads by now.
Flatbread's kind of overrated. Right. If you go to the flatbread.
What's the difference between a flatbread and a pizza?
Nothing. Now, if you go to the flatbread for your appetizer, you're kind of quitting, right?
It's just because you're a pretentious restaurant that doesn't want to have pizza on your menu, so you say flatbreads.
Yes. Hi, we're the flatbread. Yeah. Of all the food allergies you wouldn't want to have, what are you offering up? J-Lo, gluten. I love bread.
Yes.
I love
I'll say this. I don't love my allergy, but it's gotten better over time, but it still sucks.
So do you still have occasional bread?
No. The bread community
is done with you.
There are enough options now that you can substitute.
Yeah.
Cauliflower.
Well, crust. Potato flour, rice flour, cauliflower, corn flour, tapioca, all that stuff. And there are bakeries in town.
Tapioca, really?
Tapioca flour. Yeah. It's very popular.
Yeah.
There are enough places in town, bakeries, that are open.
Yeah, they know, right?
Yep.
They appeal. All right. What other, tell me a food allergy, 651-461-9226.
I love peanut butter.
Yeah.
If I couldn't have peanut butter anymore.
It seems like the peanut allergy is so severe, I just wouldn't wish that on anybody.
I wouldn't, if I was lactose intolerant, unlike Jordan's son,
yeah.
I wouldn't miss milk.
Ice cream, though?
Is two gallons a week alone a lot?
Get ready for a really hot take. Okay. Ice cream is about 75th on the dessert.
Oh my God, you are terrible.
It is.
By the way, you can point to this, Mike, again. I'm also lactose intolerant. I've been lactose intolerant since birth.
Okay.
But that one I kind of ignore.
What else? What other joy? Are you sex intolerant? What are the main joys in life? Yes. What else are you missing out on?
Now, I will say this. I basically ignore the lactose, except for straight milk. I do butter. I do cheese. I do ice cream. I do all that.
This is a curb.
Yes, I am.
I was talking about this with Royce. You probably were listening to it. Remember when he's out to dinner? And what do you do for a living? I'm a kamikaze pilot.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Right. Or no, his grandfather was a kamikaze, but he survived. He's like, what?
That's it. Yeah.
Wait, well, then he wasn't a kamikaze pilot.
Right? Exactly. So good. All right. More of Am I Wrong with Bonus Group. I'm liking it. J-Lo. AC, Lindsay, and me right here on CCO. All right, we're right in the middle of Dumber Than We Thought, Am I Wrong? Because Adam's in for Jason, so Adam's hanging here this hour. I'll hang with him next hour. Lindsay, jump back in with Am I Wrong? What is next? J-Lo's also here.
Am I wrong for needing a quick lay-down session on a public museum bench if no one is around?
Am I wrong?
No. You can lay down there.
How long?
I chose not to do it, but ideally, I sat down for about 10 minutes. if I would have laid down, it would
have been
less.
And your lane?
There's a bench available. Yeah. Okay. I was taking in all the art and culture in Madison, Wisconsin, as one does. And my brain needed a minute. My brain needed a minute just to, like, chill out. And it's either that or I leave. So I'd rather just, like, take a break rather than leave and deal with that discomfort. And I really wanted to lay down on the bench, but I didn't. Mostly because I was being followed by the museum curators, the protectors. But I just, it didn't seem appropriate. But then why not?
I think if it's crowded, if there are a lot of people there, you can't take up a whole bench yourself. But if there's nobody around.
If there's young children or people Adam's age, you need to sit down. That's very different. Is the museum curator's main role to keep the crowd flowing?
I think so, and to make sure that you're not encroaching on the taped off areas. There's a couple things where I wanted to get a cool picture just to get like the depth of the piece, and I wanted to get up and close, and I stepped over the line. And they let me know, and that's why they're there, and I said the last thing I want to do is disrespect the art.
Are you automatically pompous if you're a museum curator? Is it required?
Oh. I don't think so.
And where else are you a curator? What other professions? Do we have a radio curator?
Well, you think of what happened.
You're an archivist, right? Mm. Is that a curator? Yeah,
that is.
That's exactly where I was going.
I don't think so. I don't think they're the same.
They're not the same?
You know what? I think they'd be offended that you compared them.
When we put together our 100-year thing, that was curated.
That was.
By an archivist.
Yes.
By an archivist. And did we win?
No. We did not win.
We did not win.
We did not win.
Just being nominated. That's an L.
Right.
Right?
Same thing.
That's an L.
Recognition.
Next year, I want to go. Next time, I mean, Lindsey Peterson keeps going and we keep getting L's.
Yeah.
You know, and
change it up.
The momentum. The juice in the room needs to be changed.
Yeah. Right. And that counts as work when you go there.
I know.
You know. What's next?
Wouldn't that be great if you charged for hours to go to the awards? That would be great. This last one is a merging of me and my girl Trisha's idea. She sent it in to me. That's how vast the
list is. You have a committee also?
I have a committee. It's a growing committee for accepting applications. Are we wrong for judging those who listen to their phone on loud in public / breaking the social etiquette of not being loud in waiting rooms?
Am I wrong? They should lose their phone.
Absolutely. Disgusting behavior.
It's
I don't understand how anybody's like, this is a great place for me to be on speakerphone.
I don't get it either.
Grocery store, great place to be on speakerphone.
No.
Get some headphones.
The gym.
Support the economy.
Talking out loud.
Right?
Yeah, that's an awful one too when they're telling you, I'm on the elliptical.
Yeah. right, John. Yeah.
I was in a situation recently where someone was sitting beside me at an establishment, let's say, and they weren't talking on their phone. There have been a couple of people that have been talking on speakerphone on their phone at the same establishment, but also they were watching videos and just the volume turned way up, and I'm just like no. Oh, no.
Nope.
Okay, where do we stand on this one? This is kind of a derivation. The folks who will never actually text, they talk to text constantly. It could be, yes.
Yes. Exclamation point.
Exactly. Or it could be like paragraphs, and you're like,
yeah.
Hey, Siri. The voice note, though, when you just send people your audio, that's great. Is there a limit on how long those can be? Because sometimes me and my friends, we'll send a 10-minute, just the decompress of the whole situation.
A 10-minute voice note?
Well, sometimes you got to get all the details. You don't want to interrupt the story.
If you only had the ability to actually talk to that person, you could go back and forth with them.
I know. But they got to work. What else are you going to do in the stall when you have 10 minutes yourself?
This thing I'm holding in my hand, actually can reach out to them.
What?
Carter, do not take away the joy that I had freshman year in college when I was sitting next to my roommate and we were messaging each other over Instant Messenger. Come on. That was joy.
What was your AIM screen name?
I can't even remember. It's so long ago.
Stop it. Mine was One Gold Goalie. I still use it today. Seventh grade is very impactful on my technological footprint.
The food cheese makes sense now, doesn't it?
Totally.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, whatever you...
That wasn't me.
What happened?
That wasn't... I don't know what happened.
I can't go on... Oh,
there
shoot,
you go.
It's back.
Oh,
I thought you were doing that so I wouldn't join you next
now
time.
Now I'm in... No, I was going to stay here.
Yeah. Yeah, stay right there.
Yeah.
All right, hit the button. We're done. Adam's next.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.